Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella Police Captain Paul Hazy joins us on today's program to discuss safety protocols for the 89th Tulip Time coming up next week.
Well, Captain Hazy, it's that time of year again. The tulips are in bloom and there are people all over this community. And that, of course, means Tulip Time is right around the corner. First of all, just a reminder to our community, right? You and I have talked about this before. Just we're expecting really throughout the end of April and into early May, just a ton of people in town enjoying the tulips and our local shops and all the above.
Yeah, thanks, Andrew. Tulip Time is an exciting time for the city of Pella, and the Pella Police Department is right there with the rest of the city and the excitement that Tulip Time brings. Yeah, with the early blooms that we saw early this year, we're seeing lots of crowds, and we're going to see a bunch up through Tulip Time weekend. And so we just remind everybody, as you're out and about, as you're seeing people checking out all the flower beds in Central Park and up at Sunken Gardens and just throughout all of Pella, really, to pay attention around those areas for pedestrians, people crossing the road, maybe people coming out in between cars uptown. All of those things are areas that, you know, put down your phone and slow down just a little bit extra and keep an eye out for everybody.
Well, and that leads us into the festival itself coming up May 1st to the 4th. And many residents know, many may not know, that those 4 days, which the 3 days of the festival and the day before, typically a lot of road closures, especially as vendors come in. There's the Klompen Classic. It's just really important to pay attention to road closures and understand when they see the barricade, the road is closed. And that's, again, for May 1st through the 4th, that there will be areas of downtown in particular, Captain, that are going to be completely closed off.
Yeah, and really, Andrew, there's a lot that even starts that Monday, that last week or the week of Tulip Time. And it, between the bleachers coming in and people moving food booths and food vendors and West Market Park Wednesday morning is always a very busy day. And the Klompen Classic, like you said, goes right up Main Street. So plan ahead, plan that alternate route. Avoid the downtown area with your vehicle, especially Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. It's much easier to get around if you choose an alternate route that doesn't come through the downtown area. So many people parking their cars on the sides of the road. You know, if you can find a way to get dropped off close to downtown or even walk to the downtown area, that's going to be your best bet, especially the weekend of Tulip Time.
Here with Captain Paul Hazy talking Tulip Time safety. So let's talk about the resources available, and let's start with the fact that you guys are a 24/7 lobby. Tulip Time, there's a lot of people in town. Typically, you're lost and found, and you have extra officers that are working not only from your office but from the county and from the Iowa State Patrol that often help you as well. So, you know, there will be 50,000 people on Thursday and Friday and 100,000 people on Saturday, but it's almost all hands on deck here at the Pella PD.
Absolutely, and it's really something that we just can't do by ourselves. The partnership in public safety that we have here in Marion County as a whole is just tremendous. From running our dispatch center here to Marion County's dispatch center, the Sheriff's Department helps us out tremendously. The Iowa State Patrol sends troopers over that help with traffic control and some other issues out on Highway 163 especially. To our partners here in Pella at Public Safety with the Pella Community Ambulance and the Pella Fire Department, should anything happen, they're all ready to go. And I really just send a special thank you to Marion County Emergency Management. Jeff and Emily help us out with planning and preparation, and all through the months leading up to Tulip Time and all through the event, they are here helping us out, whether it's severe weather and keeping up to speed with what's happening there, to a man-made or some other natural disaster. So we kind of all get together and plan for the worst but certainly hope for the best, and that plan is in place just to make sure that we're ready should something happen. Tulip Time has always been a great event and a great time for families and people to come to Pella, and I think this year will be the same as well.
Well, and I think it's just important to recognize that you guys are a center for help, and being located near downtown, if people are confused or if they're in trouble, they don't feel safe or they're worried about a lost item, whatever it might be, The Pella Police Department, like I said, all hands on deck. And your main lobby is obviously a resource, as is your 24/7 phone lines.
Yeah, for sure. Our calling into the police department for assistance if you need it. We're always here. Our lobby is open 24/7 as well. We have a great staff of communication specialists at work up there that again, is all hands on deck for that about a four-day period where we get lots of calls. Our calls for service triple and quadruple during that weekend. So it's always been a fun event for our officers and our staff here, and we're really looking forward to another great Tulip Time.
Here at Captain Paul Hazy talking Tulip Time Safety. And you mentioned emergency management. It's a partnership that's lasted the last couple of years. There are special designated alerts that the emergency management crew will have that people can text in for. You could find those details on the Facebook page, but once they get those details, there's other resources they can go to, especially for severe weather. But talk about what's available with emergency management over the years and what they provided and how people should then prepare for the various storm shelters that are in town or getting that information if there is some sort of especially weather event.
Yeah, so certainly our partnership with Marion County Emergency Management has been tremendous. Their help in the planning and preparation for an event like Tulip Time has been excellent. And yeah, absolutely. So you can go online, and whether it's a PD Facebook page or through Marion County Emergency Management, you can find to text for emergency alerts during the Tulip Time event. And that's anything from weather to missing people, some of those things that we will send out over that. Weather is our big one. Being an outdoor festival, weather impact can impact us very quickly and without warning sometimes. So we always keep an eye to the sky, and we really rely on the emergency management to get that word out. But we also rely on you folks at KRLS 92.1. Should something be coming up and you get that alert, pay attention to tune your radio and just be weather aware, certainly throughout the event as well. We also have tornado shelters. There's a list in a lot of different areas around the event, as well as signage that we put out during the event that designates certain buildings around Pella that have basements so that you can go into for safety. So we put a lot of preparation into the safety side of things, but certainly hope we never have to use any of them.
Once again, that was Pella Police Captain Paul Hazy. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, you can find them online daily at kniakbrls.com and subscribe through Google, Apple, or Spotify with podcasts to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.